How? I asked. You are strongly guarded, and a quadruple force patrols the sky. He bent his head and thought a moment, then raised it with an air of confidence.
I only need to pass these guards, and I can do it, he said at last. I know a secret entrance to the palace through the pinnacle of the highest tower. I fell upon it by chance one day as I was passing above the palace on patrol duty. In this work, it is required that we investigate any unusual occurrence we may witness, and a face peering from the pinnacle of the high tower of the palace was, to me, most unusual. I therefore drew near and discovered that the possessor of the peering face was none other than Sab Than. He was slightly put out at being detected, and commanded me to keep the matter to myself, explaining that the passage from the tower led directly to his apartments, and was known only to him. If I can reach the roof of the barracks and get my machine, I can be in Sab Than's quarters in 5 minutes. But how am I to escape from this building, guarded as you say it is?
How well are the machine sheds at the barracks guarded? I asked.
There is usually but one man on duty there at night upon the roof.
Go to the roof of this building, Kantos Khan, and wait me there. Without stopping to explain my plans, I retraced my way to the street and hastened to the barracks. I did not dare to enter the building, filled as it was with members of the Air Scout Squadron who, in common with all Zodanga, were on the lookout for me. The building was an enormous one, rearing its lofty head fully 1,000 feet into the air. But few buildings in Zodanga were higher than these barracks, though several topped it by a few hundred feet. The docks of the great battleships of the line standing some 1,500 feet from the ground, while the freight and passenger stations of the merchant squadrons rose nearly as high. It was a long climb up the face of the building, and one fraught with much danger. But there was no other way, and so I essayed the task. The fact that Barsoomian architecture is extremely ornate made the feat much simpler than I had anticipated, since I found ornamental ledges and projections which fairly formed a perfect ladder for me all the way to the eaves of the building. Here I met my first real obstacle. The eaves projected nearly 20 feet from the wall to which I clung, and though I encircled the great building, I could find no opening through them.